right, well, it's now time for us to break open God's Word in the Psalms. And we're using the Revised Grail Psalms, a liturgical psalter approved for use in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, prepared by the Benedictine monks of Conception Abbey. And today, since we're talking about shepherding the flock, we're going to take a look at the famous, probably the most famous psalm of them all, Psalm 23. So Psalm 23, of course, is in Book 1 of the Psalms, which are Psalms 1 to 41, all attributed to David. And this is the one that most people memorize, most people know. This is one you hear a lot of times at funerals and things like that. Let's dive in. The prescript, very simple, a psalm of David. All right. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. Okay. Now remember, when we first meet David in 1 Samuel 16, he is a shepherd. Remember that Samuel came to the house of Jesse. Jesse lived in Bethlehem, the house of bread. And when Jesus, the bread that comes down from heaven, he comes down where? In Bethlehem. So Samuel goes to the house of Jesse. Jesse has seven sons: Eliab, Abinadab, Shema, four of the sons. Well, actually, five of the sons. Samuel's supposed to anoint the new king of Israel. And so the Lord shows him all the sons. Nope, none of these. So Samuel says, "You got any more kids?" Yeah, well, there's the David outside with the sheep. And he comes in and the Lord says, "That's him." So David knows firsthand what it means to be a shepherd. Remember when he went to Saul to fight Goliath, he goes, "Yeah," he said, "this, you're just a shepherd. This guy's a warrior." He goes, "Yeah, I know. But when that lion or that bear came and took a sheep, I left the other sheep behind. I went after that one," right? Which sounds familiar, doesn't it? Doesn't Jesus talk about leaving the 99 behind and going after the one, right? That's why one of Jesus' official titles is Son of David. And David says to Saul, "When I caught that lion, I caught that bear, I took the sheep out of his mouth. If that lion or bear turned against me, I smote that lion, I killed that bear. And I'll do the same thing to this Philistine." So David understood what it meant to be a shepherd, to protect his flock, right? And as king, protect the people under his care. So he's now talking about the Lord is the shepherd, right? And because the Lord is the shepherd, we shall want for nothing. Because the sheep know if the shepherd's there, I ain't got to worry. He's here. You know, he'll take care of us and we just chill. You know, but now that David is attributing the ultimate shepherd, who is the Lord. And because the Lord is shepherding me in my life, I have nothing to worry about. Fresh and green are the pastures where he gives me repose. Near restful waters he leads me. He revives my soul. Right? So if we're allowing the Lord to shepherd us, where is he going to lead us? To green pastures, to restful waters. Revives my soul. Right? So just the shepherd provided good feeding grounds and water resources for the sheep, the Lord does the same thing for us, obviously at a much deeper level, because we're made in his image and likeness. So he's shepherding us where? To our ultimate destination, eternal life. Life with God forever in heaven. And along this way, he revives our soul. He gives us the life-giving waters of the Holy Spirit. He nourishes us with the food, the green pastures of the Eucharist, right? The body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to nourish us along the way. He guides me along the right path for the sake of his name, right? So the shepherd are always going to lead the sheep along the path that's safe for them. Now, that doesn't mean it's not dangerous, because along those paths, there are wolves, right? And there are, David says himself, the lion, the bear, the wolf, and all these animals are going to try and snatch the sheep. So even they're walking along the right path, there's danger there. Same thing with us. We're walking along this path of life, and there is danger. The danger of moral relativism, the danger of subjectivism, the danger of atheist communism, the danger of woke, the danger of all these different forces now that are trying to impede our way along the path to salvation. You know, and we need the shepherd to move us safely along that. We have to trust him to lead us safely along this path. This is what David's talking about here. Oh, and the famous, love this. Though I should walk in the valley of the shadow of death, no evil would I fear, for you are with me. Your crook and your staff will give me comfort. Now, actually, there is a place called the valley of the shadow of death. In fact, God willing, we get back to the Holy Land one of these days. When all the fighting over there is done, we're able to go back and do full-on pilgrimages again. Make sure that your pilgrim guide takes you to the Valley of the Shadow of Death. It's really awesome to see. You know, and he connects you right with the... Okay, now I understand why David used this particular imagery. So... For us walking along in life, we're going to come across the peaks and also the valleys, the death of someone that we love, losing a job, being ostracized because of our faith, being mocked of because we choose a culture of life, and we understand what marriage is between a man and a woman and any children they have together, which is the heart, the soul, the center, the foundation of civilization, culture, and society. When you stand up for those objectively true values that align with the natural moral law, with the line with the teachings of Jesus Christ in the church, it's scary because you're going to be mocked and ridiculed by this culture. You're going to be made fun of. But no evil would I fear. Why? Because you are with me. Lord, you're with me in the midst of all of this. I'm not alone in this walk. You are the shepherd. And we have to remember that no matter what is going on in our lives, God is still shepherding us through the hard times, through the difficulties. Right? Ace says all the time, helps you to find your peace. Right? That's exactly the way he's doing it. And your crook and your staff will give me comfort, right? And we have the crook, which is the crook that snack. You know, if the sheep is straying, he takes the crook and brings them back, or the staff and brings them back into line. And sometimes we need that discipline to bring us back into line when we start to stray.
Well, and I love that this is an entry for God's word for so many new believers, because like myself, I know I could easily comprehend, you know, the sheep in wolf's clothing mindset or being shepherded like that. That imagery there, I think that's why this is one of the most, you know, famous Psalms, is because it's easy to digest in any part of our faith. Because then once you forget that and you see a, you know, wolf in sheep's clothing, then you realize, okay, I need God to guide me through these times, these areas of my life, because I am that innocent lamb always.
Yes, amen. And we can't be afraid of the shepherd. You know, sometimes the shepherd has to be a little bit stern with us, just like parents.
Yeah.
Have to be a little stern with the kids, but they're learning something. They're not doing it just to be angry, just to spite. They're protecting them from danger. And they need to know when I hear that voice, to trust that voice is keeping me out of danger.
Amen.
You know, I love that. And you have prepared a table for me in the sight of my foes. My head you have anointed with oil. My cup is overflowing, right? So he's talking about this banquet now. Again, the banquet table of the Eucharist, of the sacraments, anointing with oil, a beautiful image of foreshadowing confirmation. Of course, we remember David was anointed with oil, right? And now his cup is overflowing. Overflowing with the Holy Spirit, overflowing with the love of God, overflowing. What happens when something overflows? It starts to flood. When a river overflows its banks, it starts to seep in and flood the thing. We need to do it with our faith. Our faith needs to overflow from us and spill out so it can have power in other people's lives, right? So our faith is a gift that we don't keep to ourselves. Let the oil and the water, Holy Spirit, flow out of us and into this world that so desperately needs a witness, that so desperately needs a sign of God's grace. And finally, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. There's the confidence. See, because when you're walking with the shepherd, you have confidence that no matter what's going on, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
For more on the Soulful Psalms with Deacon Harold Berg Sivers, check out Beacon of Truth weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio and streaming everywhere you listen to podcasts.